Even those in authority who defend our right to speak and worship seem to want to hurt us. It's an amazing thing. Listen to what happened to the apostles when they were dragged into the council after they'd been warned and warned that they should not speak in the name of Jesus. They had been arrested. They had gotten out of prison miraculously. An angel came and opened the doors. They went right straight out into the temple preaching again. They got rearrested and brought before the council and listen to what they said and the reaction to it. It's found in Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you killed and hanged on a tree. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. So is also the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to them that obey him." When they heard that, the council was cut to the heart and began to consult how to slay them. Then stood up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, and in reputation among all the people, and had commanded to put the apostles forth a little ways. And he said unto them, "You men of Israel, take heed for yourselves what you intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who were slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to nothing. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away many people after him. He also perished. And all, even as many as obey him, were dispersed. Now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to nothing. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. And perhaps you may even be found to be fighting against God." And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame in his name. You see what happened? They were allowed to speak. And this Gamaliel that spoke up for him was the teacher of the Apostle Paul, one of the most famous teachers in all of Jewish history. But even this man stood by while they beat them and commanded them not to speak in the name of Jesus and then just let them go. Well, I'm just happy for the right, because we're going to get a lot of opposition from people. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I want to be like these apostles. I want to be like that. Sometimes I think I don't have enough courage. I don't have enough of the Holy Spirit. I just don't have what they had to be so bold and determined to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the ears of people. I pray you would help me, Lord. Bless me this day. Send me an opportunity, Lord, today, and I will take advantage of it. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.